From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to Idle Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. As always, I'm multimedia editor Mike Haler, here to break down the top nine. Joining me back from sunny Florida, where she was working for a week, is Yvette Walker.
Glad to be back. There was no sun. And I got stuck in Dallas.
It's global warming. It's like today. There's a blizzard in the panhandle, and then there's a fire in the southwest, and there's locusts somewhere over over eastern Oklahoma.
Glad to be back.
Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Last night, the top nine went in the singing the category of sing whatever the heck you want to sing.
I guess.
Was the category. They're just getting a little, I think they're getting lazy.
Yeah.
They did country, and then they, you know, and then they did Motown, and now they just can't think of anything.
That's right.
You know, I remember back in season one when they did Big Band Night, but I don't think they'll ever do that again.
Don't remind me of that.
Tamira Gray singing big band songs. I think
Adam Lambert singing big band. I might pay to see that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I thought we'd just go through again this week and see who did well and who will probably get kicked off tonight, even though the cream is separating itself a little bit.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And it's interesting how that's happening, because people are just kind of, in my opinion, not tanking, but you can really see the difference now. And maybe it's because just people are getting more practice, more comfortable on stage.
Yes. Well, and people who are, you know, more professional,
yeah,
kind of, you know, it's like the rookie wall in the NBA. You only play 30 games. You only play 30 games in college, and then you play 80 games in the NBA. And at some point, you just run out of gas.
Okay.
Speaking of running out of gas.
Thanks for explaining that.
Anoop went first last night, singing an Usher song, because Anoop has convinced himself that he is Usher. He is an R&B artist.
Yes, that's what he thinks.
Mm-hmm. He's just been going downhill in my mind. He's trending down. There's no way he's going to win. He'll probably be off here in the next two or three weeks, I would imagine. I totally agree with the frat boy comment, just because they kept... You know, they kept cutting to his frat boys cheering for him. Oh, yeah, that's totally off base.
He's got an identity issue. I mean, he just does. And it's hard for him to break through that. And, you know, now listening to his voice isn't bad, but it's just not such an outstanding voice that it's going to just really want, you know, to pull me into his performance.
Yeah, I just don't think he sounds up to par of any of those guys that he wants to be.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
He wants to be, you know,
He needs to learn how to be himself. You know, obviously R&B is his passion. Okay, that's fine. But he needs to figure out a way to make it his own, like Adam is doing with everything. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, he can love R&B, but he needs to figure out... He's not going to be able to successfully imitate Usher or Michael Jackson or whatever. He needs to do it Anoop style, and he hasn't really done that yet.
Yeah, so I think he's trending down. We're putting the down arrow next to Anoop. Speaking of that... Gee, the train wreck that is Megan Joy continues to baffle my mind.
Wow.
This woman is just strange, I think.
Wait a minute. Wait, you didn't like last night's performance?
That Megan did of Bob Marley?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was terrible. I think she is on another planet. I think she needs to take her medicine and go home.
Well, maybe she is.
She seems so uncomfortable when she's up there. And it's all like, I'm going to sing a song now. You know, it's just bizarre behavior.
Wow. Well, and I was looking online before I came down here, and there's some other folks that agree with me. I think this was, and maybe this isn't saying too much, but this was her best performance since Put Your Records On. She's got this really, to me, she's got an interesting quirkiness to her. Now, Rockin' Robin... Let's forget that. That's kind of burned into my memory, unfortunately. She's got an interesting voice. And, you know, she's got this really weird body positioning on stage. I mean, that's kind of weird. She needs to figure that out.
She doesn't look like she knows what the heck she's doing.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I liked Put Your Records On, and I liked last night.
I think the idea of her singing Amy Winehouse is good and appropriate because her voice suits it. And I think she would have a mental breakdown at some point. During her performance, too. I think that would be suitable, too. She just seems like, I mean, right after, I mean, like seconds after she was done last night, she kind of giggled to herself, like, I can't believe I'm still pulling this crap off. So
I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's going to win, but I don't know. She's interesting.
I think she's toast.
Okay. That's completely thumbs up, thumbs down.
Exactly. All right, next is Danny Grocki.
He's all right.
I thought he did wonderfully. So, yeah. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, couple of weeks he's been dancing around, you know, kind of acting the fool up there and doing whatever he wants to do. But I think once he gets in this groove of, you know, a really kind of touching song, I think he can really hit the right spots.
The Rascal Flatts song, right? I mean, it was a good song for him. I thought he sang it well. Yeah, I liked it.
So I think I'm putting an up arrow next to Danny.
Yep, I'd agree.
Okay, next we'll talk about Allison.
My girl, what happened?
I thought the use of the guitar was a surprise.
Yes, the guitar was great. It was good. So I had, you know, she's my girl now.
All they talked about was their outfit. Obviously, they're looking for whatever they can to criticize. I thought it was really, really well done. I thought that she could have almost done it herself with just her guitar.
I guess with Allison, I mean, I like her so much, and it was good, but I guess I expected more. I always expect so much more from her, and it was good, but it was just good.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last night at home, is that it almost wasn't big enough for her.
Yes, exactly.
It really kind of... You know, didn't really have a kind of a wham kind of moment where she could kind of kick it into that.
If she were doing a concert and she had to plan her song selection, it would, you know, it'd be a good song in the show, because you got to have your up songs and your kind of average song. I shouldn't say average. It's a good song. But on American Idol, it seems like you got to come with your A game every week. And I just didn't think this was her A game. Although, I mean, she did very well. And I love the guitar.
I think she has a couple. Even though she was in the bottom three a couple weeks ago, which is still
someone's
bizarre,
on drugs, okay?
I think she has a couple weeks that she can coast. I think Adam does too, and I think he did a little bit that last night.
Okay, we'll talk about him in a minute.
Then came Scott, who, surprise, surprise, sat down at the piano and played a Billy Joel song. What a shocker. That's just in. But he did change his hairstyle. That was exciting.
Yes, that's true. That's
true. You know, I've gone back and
he'll
forth.
He'll go on, and he'll have a career, a small
career.
It's
not a piano playing competition.
No, it's not.
It's an entertainer competition.
That's right.
And I give the guys kudos. He's a good piano player, and he's a good singer.
Yeah.
He also has kind of a strange personality, kind of uncomfortable standing up there and interacting with Ryan, which I don't know how much that counts for, but
or how much of it is Ryan,
it's still
know.
Like, vote for me, I'm number five.
Yeah.
So it was just strange but good, but you know, he's got a ceiling, obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
Next was Lil, and you know, I like her, and I've liked her the whole time, and I was kind of disappointed because she's kind of been in a slump.
Yes.
I think the past little while, and last week I was really getting worried. Because, like they told her last week, she had this great opportunity to really knock something out with Motown Week, and she sang Heat Wave, I guess,
but
which,
you know,
was disappointing. But I think last night, it was so close to being really great.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about her is, you know, Simon's always telling her not to be typecast, but they typecast her.
I mean, well, they typecast all of them.
Well,
that's
exactly. But you know, but then they criticize her for, I mean, you know, she's a Mary J. Blige. She needs to work beyond that. But then when she tries to do something, I don't know.
They say you should have sang a Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you know, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all.
She needs to get a good songwriter and write some music that really is going to work for her. It's hard for her to. I think for her, it's hard to pick other songs that are not Mary J. Blige and really succeed on this show.
I think she was just short of really kind of, I just don't think she got to that big, big note at the end of that Celine Dion song. And, you know, I'm worried about the moment that she sings a Whitney song at some point here in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen because she's going to be on the ropes and she's going to have to sing a Whitney song.
She's going to have to pull out a big... I tell you what, though, if she does Saving All My Love and doesn't hit that, I'm going to have to turn TV off.
Well, yeah. I mean, she just fell short. Okay. Another train wreck that I'd like to talk about is this Matt Gerard character. For a while, he was kind of amongst the leaders. And last night...
And I've never understood why. I don't get it.
You know, I think he's okay. He's okay behind the piano.
I don't think he's okay. No.
And then he picks this song by The Fray that I like, but he has this keyboard in the middle of the crowd, and he just, you know, one of the things that, I don't know who said it last night, maybe it was Paulo, was that it was more like he was doing an impersonation of the guy from The Fray instead of singing a song himself.
Oh, forget any of that. He can't sing. I'm sorry. He can't sing. The opening notes of that song, okay, people try to make songs their own. I understand that. But it just did not work.
No, it was
warbly. It was just the weirdest arrangement. It was, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think he's in trouble.
I'd vote him
and
out.
I think he's in trouble. And I don't think he's getting the message. Because they said to him last night, they said, you know, decide who you're going to be. Are you going to sing rock songs or R&B songs or whatever? And then the dumb lummox up there goes, well, I guess next week I'll try something different. No, that's not what they're telling you. They're telling you to try something the same, yeah. Something that you're good at.
Right.
Don't go up there and sing banjo music next week.
Banjo music.
So anyway, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert, the king that is Adam Lambert.
Adam.
He, you know, he just decided, oh, I'm just going to do whatever the heck I feel like doing. Uh-huh. So he sang, play that funky music, white boy. he looks like he's cut down on his mascara use the past couple
What's
weeks.
What's with the hair? I mean, okay, I understood.
It went over so well last week, he kept it.
Yeah, but there was a persona with last week. This week, he could have gone easily back to his regular hair. So I don't know what he's trying to do with that.
I think he's just decided, I'm going to do whatever I feel like.
Okay, that's fine.
For 2 or 3 weeks, because there's no way I'm going to lose to these guys.
Yeah, right.
And then he'll be like, you know, it'll be down to the final five or so, and they're like, oh, time for me to win. And then he'll win.
I was surprised how upbeat Simon was. I thought Simon would have something to say. He was very positive.
Simon's counting the money in the bank.
Yes,
Simon's
he is. He is, but Adam's screaming bugged me a little bit. It was a little bit too much screaming last night. I like Adam a lot,
yeah,
but too much screaming.
So we got Adam, but the more I think about this, and maybe my wife just has convinced me, that coming along the outside rail here, Barack Obama to Adam's Hillary Clinton, is this Chris character. Because...
Yeah.
Because I think he did really great last night. He took this old song and he really kind of smothered it in honey and maple syrup and really sang it well.
Yeah.
And I think the little girls are just digging the heck out of this guy.
Well.
Because he's dreamy.
Yeah.
And I think.
He's dreamy in kind of an odd way, though.
Well, I think he's a good looking guy.
Really?
And I'm trying to say this delicately. I think he has a demographic of those young girls that maybe Adam Lambert doesn't have.
I remember what it was like to be 13. And trust me, 13-year-old girls like Adam Lambert too.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't know.
Necessarily a two-way street.
Well,
for
so
Adam.
For 13-year-old girls, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, yeah,
we can dream.
When you were 13, you were listening to Thriller. So there you go.
Thank you.
But I think this guy's the dark horse in this whole deal.
I think
that he's been consistently good every time. He gets his guitar out. He showed last night he can play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it well, fast and slow.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's versatile, that's for sure.
So, you know, to me, there's four of them, and that's Adam and Chris and Danny and Allison.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else.
Yes, uh-huh.
And...
Well, dark horse, I just... We'll see. I know you don't like Megan.
I think she's gone tonight.
If she chooses more music like this that shows off that, she's got this kind of soul crooner thing happening with songs like that and with Put Your Records On that just is really cool. Maybe not appropriate for this show, but we'll see. I actually hope she hangs in there a little bit longer just because I want to see what else she can do. It seems like she is maturing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or Anoop. Either her or Anoop go tonight. I think Anoop is becoming forgettable.
Anoop can go, yeah.
And so, you know, I can...
I think Matt can go or Anoop.
But there's...
Or Scott.
Scott
can go. Well, I'm sorry, Scott, but yeah.
To me, there's a real separation now between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, you're right.
And those other five are just going to knock down one after the other. It's kind of like people understand these five people have there's no chance that they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then these four over here... have a chance to win legitimately. So
yeah, are we going to see any kind of a fan base situation like we did with Sanjaya? I don't think so.
I don't get a feeling for any of those people.
I don't think so either.
They're just not in. They're bad and they're boring too. At least Sanjaya was interesting.
You're exactly right.
So we'll see what happens tonight. I think now that there is that separation, that the judges know that they could save somebody. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think Allison is in trouble anymore the rest of the way.
I hope not,
because she can get saved.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the save that they will save.
That's for her. Yeah.
So, just so there's a girl in the top four too.
All right. She's so good though. She can be.
Oh, she just blows the roof off the place. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Well, that wraps it up for this week. We'll see what happens tonight. We'll be back here next Wednesday, as always, counting it down all the way to the champion. Until then, I'm Mike Kaler.
I'm Yvette Walker.
We'll talk to you later.